Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, starting Daf Lamed, Rishon and Tes, continuing the Alocha, Kamadin Hatmana, many Alochas of insulating with Taltulim and moving them above Zayin Sifim in the seven paragraphs. Says Machabes Sif Aleph, Moichin, which Pidush, that's called the Barach, that's anything that's soft, Kari Moichin is called Moichin. Kigin Temegefen, like cotton, Plisha Temerach Shabahima, and like detached. Soft pieces of wool from an animal, and worn out pieces of the garments like shmatas. Continues the mechabes. That one insulated in a temporary type of way. So asla taltlon, it's forbidden to move them. So what you do is you remove the cover. They fall. Ukugain, we're talking about, for example, shemiktsasamagula, where part of it is uncovered. Change the tiltal so that you're not really moving it. El mitzidi. It's only from indirectly from the side. It's called tiltum anatzat. Now, vim yichdun lakach. Now, if they were designated for the purpose, so then they're not muktzah anymore. Mutl tal, and then you let them move them. So it's like it's somewhat related to the halacha of atmana. Comes up the halacha of tiltum of muktzah. It says mechabav l'mtamen b'gizei tzemer. But if let's say it was insulated in shearings of wool, I feel lo yichdun lakach. Then even if it wasn't designated for that, mutl tal, then it's permitted to move. It's not a muktzah item. Now, v'hanim mili, when we say the stam gizei. Is regular shearings of wool, which are not meant for business. But let's you put it into the storehouse for business purposes, for selling, let's say. And shechiyichud has to be designated that you're not going to sell that, you're using it for the purposes of atmanah. Now, vimtam b'mleyichud, let's say insulated, they went out, designation. So what you have to do is, minara kisav ein nefel, you could just shake off the cover and then they fall by themselves. What it means to say is, you take the covering of the pot, sheesh teretz kli aleihu, that has a halach of a vessel on it, so that's not muktzah. Although that the meichin are on it, the soft like garments that the insulating it, we're not bothered with that. There's a continuum because the pot does not become a boss as a base for them. We know in halachas a muktzah that the base becomes also too. This not, does not become a muktzah with that too. It says Mishmur Sevkat and Aleph meichin pidush yveish. We're talking about that they're dry. Because of simration of Zayin Siv Gimel, dry. Rags. So if one insulated with them, sivkat beis derech mikra, in a temporary type of way, I mean, lafukim rogalatin, then that's excluding it. But let's say you usually do insulate in them. The stock, but then it removes the halacha of muksan it. Afshalay yicht mefeish, even if you didn't explicitly designate, because it's something that is usable. But that's a bach, depending on the bach, the film of Shnei Pam cycle is that even two times is already enough for that to consider it not as muksa anymore. But if you did it only derech mikra, then sivkat and gimel, asal talchin, not let him move them. Why? Because the stomach hashuv mehim. Presumably they're significant. But the makta daitim, a person removes it, that's the word mukta, is set aside his consciousness from them. Because they're ready to be, make felt out of it. This is one of the categories of mukta. It's mukta because of a loss of money. The makbid lishtamish ben shadvam, because in particular, to use it for other things. Even if he happened to have this Shabbos, knew somebody to insulate, he grabbed one of those items. I then them back to us, and they're still in the status of mukta. And they're not secondary to the being insulated, and therefore it'd be forbidden to move it. Rather, the mechaber said that you have to shake off the cover, meaning you move the cover, and then they fall by themselves. Which the mechaber had qualified, as we say in Sifkat and Daud. For example, where shemiktsas and megula, where part of it is uncovered, where that's not going to be moving it directly; it's going to be only indirectly. What's called mitzidai. Kadeshi Lemokim says Mishbru, so that is Mokim Pani, open space, Lechazaki, so that you could hold on to the cover. Kadeshi Leit Starch, Letalta Mochin, the head, that you don't have to actually move the shmatis directly. Sifkat and Hay. Now, that's if you use it derech mikra. But said Mechabavim Yechidon Lakach, but if they were designated for this purpose, Pidush, Sheikhni Me'er Shabbos, Latman Lalayim, that was designated from before Shabbos, to always use for insulation purposes. Even if the designation was only a thought, not orally, so then the Mechaber said, then you're allowed to go and move it. Now the Shaar Tzion, Ois Aleph says that the Labusha writes that it's enough for one Shabbos. He says, I don't know his reason, because something that's not the it's something that's not the derech to miyachet for this. He says, look in Simon Shunches Siv Chalpeiz. So different Mishmar says it has to be that the designated was L'Olam. And Sifkat in Shaar Tzion's Beis, he says, even the Prima Gadon writes over here that you need to have oral designation. He says, look later on, Simon Shunches, Sifkat Beis, and Shaar Tzion, that I verified that it's enough with a Machshava. Sifkat and Vav, says in Mishabru, the Mechaba said, but if someone insulated with shearings of wool, even if he did not designate it for these purposes, you'd be allowed to move it.
And he says, after Stam Gizit Semer, now even though general shearings of wool and muktzah who let's feel our riga is set aside for spinning, for weaving. They're not so significant like moichin. But Kimishatam Ben, since you insulated with them, command ich nachher, it's like as if you designated for this purpose, and therefore it's not going to be a problem about muktzah. Now, the Chabbah said, when we say this by Stam Gizin, which are not meant for business, but if you put into the Eitzus of Katan Zayin list chayra, you put into a storehouse for business purposes, then you have to designate it, because Kimishim Oim Nesla is chayra, since it, for him it's designated for business purposes, Mistam, we presume the Aslav Zin Achaka Kamkin Eitzus, that he's going to ultimately put it back into the storehouse. Makin Imavat Latman, he's not nullifying it for the purpose of insulation. But Mamela Muktim, by default, is considered set aside, unless it was designated for insulation from before Shabbos. And Chabad continued. He said, "Now, if you insulate it without designation, so you shake off the cover and they fall. That is to say, you take the covering of the pot that has a halacha b'kli on it, and even though it's on it, they were not bothered by because the pot cover does not become a basis to these insulation pads." For example, as we continue the meditation, where some of it is uncovered, like I said before regarding meichin, because in any megula club, it's not uncovered at all. So you wouldn't be able to get to the pot cover because it's totally covered. So then then you could stick in with like a twig to shake the covering. As we'll see later on, sif test, because we said the pot cover does not become a bus, it's a base, or in a kisui tashmish latem, because the covering is not a utility for the wool. Other to the contrary, like the wool is utility for the pot to warm it up, and therefore you don't become a bus unless you're serving the thing that you're a base for. The bir halacha, the b'maschil avon nesanim lo itzel eschera. But if you put into the storehouse for business, then we said that it's going to, then it needs to be designated. So look at Magadam that he writes, that Dafka, when you makbar on them from using them for anything. So they didn't quote that, because you have the sagas of the Ebon Ezer on this. He says, look over there, and also Eli Rabin of Hakman, and the Prima Gordon brings it. He says, you should know that the Pin of Eli Rabin is to be masking the Shittus Rashem that they hold, that Moichin have the Alok Legizi Semer, that as long as they're not designated for business, and they're just general insulating with that, it permits the tamar to be moved. Like he says, look over there that he brings it, that's a sheet of hag. He says, Lani's diet is the Be'alacha, that's what the sheet of Rabbi Chananel, because it doesn't quote in Daf Memches the sugya of Abaya regarding Meichen. However, many Rishon passing like Abaya, like Rabbi says, however, B'makom Etzchak is the Be'alacha, it would seem that one could rely on this. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number one. Mishabur had explained that Meichen means that they're dry, as it's in Zayin Sev Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch writes that when they're moist, they're actually moist of hevel. If that's the case, you would not be able to do Atmana on them, even there of Shabbos. Deer shoe number two, we said it's Memela Muktzah unless you designated for Atmana from before Shabbos. And this designation that Prima Gadam is Mitzayin to the words of the Tais of Shabbos, it writes that you have to miyached it forever. It's not enough for miyached just for that Shabbos. That's Chaznish writes, and explain the words of Magad Bram later in Sinshin Ches, which put in Mishnah Berurah over there. And so it's regarding the skins of small livestock, that if you put it into an Eitzer, into the storehouse, the Magad Bram writes that the halacha is like Gizi Tzemer that put into the Eitzer, that you have to miyached it forever. And his words are put in Mishnah Berurah, but the Chaznish writes, the Dafka be Gizi Tzemer, which derech is not to be miyached in Fatmona, that does not help yichud for that Shabbos, because at the end you're going to take it and return it, whereas not the case by the hides of animals, which derech is to miyached them, it would be effective a yichud just for that Shabbos. Dish number three, Mealacha said he didn't quote the Magad Bram because the Evan Eitzer contests him, that he writes that Dafka regarding Kim, that's Miuchib for Schayr, the Ramah writes later on in Simish and Ches, they're not considered as Mukta, only if you mak, not to use them. Because it's only through the Akbad that they become Mukta, Machmas Chsar and Kis, which is not the case by Gizit Semer, which is a Mukta because they're standing to be spun and for weaving, that even though that mon in them is considered like designating that it takes it out from be considered as Mukta, however, when you put it into the Eitzim and the Stam, you're going to put it back over there in such a situation that mon is not effective and they remain Mukta because of themselves. In dish number five, We said, to the contrary, the wool serves the pot to warm it up, and the pot does not serve as a buses for the wool. Similar to the Svar, he writes later on, Sim Shin regarding tznoin, radish that's insulated in the earth. That since his intention is not that the food should serve the earth, to the contrary, the earth serves the food, so the radish does not become a buses for the offering. So regarding a tablecloth that the Neris are placed in, the Shartin writes later on, Sim Shin Tes, and the made that you're allowed to move it because the mappa is not considered as a buses for the Neris, because it's not used to serve the Neris, only to cover the table. Look at Mishnah Shabbos, that it's possible to explain the base mirror a different way. However, regarding some of the places stone on a barrel, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Shin Tes that the barrel becomes a buses to the stone, and it's forbidden to shake it off. And even though the barrel is not serving the stone, it's the stone serving the barrel to clog it up. And the Rav said the Shabbos says, Toma situation where also the barrel is serving to protect the stone. So another way of explaining the Shartzin writes over there in the name of Paiskim, Al Kapon, that's why he's differentiating over here.